Welcome to the 260th episode of Tell I Talk. This is Chris.
This is Casey.
And we're back with probably the final episode of 2024. We've been off for about a month now, and a lot of news has hit. So
I'm
my
glad
question
to talk
to you,
about it.
Yes, we're back, and we're happy to talk about it. But what have you been geeking out on, my friend?
Magic. all the magic. But in addition to magic, I finally started House of the Dragon after getting yelled at. It is excellent. So I am excited to keep watching. I really like it so far. And Invincible, wrapping up season 4, I think, before season 5 starts, or maybe I'm 3, because the new season starts in February. I don't know if we put that on this or not, but it does.
What should be then?
Yeah. So anyway,
there you have it.
Yeah, geeking out on that, and then getting ready for this Absolute Universe. I've just been collecting the comics. I know you're in it. You tell me, yeah, what are you geeking out on?
I am. I've actually started reading comics again, which feels really good.
It does feel good. You started telling me, and I was like, damn it.
It does, man. I've been not reading comics for a long time for some reason. And like, finally, I'm just like, I'm taking my physical comics. I'm going to read them. So I've been reading the Absolute titles, which have been good. I got semi caught up on the Energon universe last night. I read up through like the special and stuff.
Nice.
I've been playing that Suicide Squad game, which is surprisingly fun. And I can see what people's issues are with it, but at the same time, if you're a Borderlands fan and you like the Arkham world and DC comic characters, especially Suicide Squad, it's a lot of fun. It's a really kind of a badass game at times. And it's just,
I've been watching. We have low expectations for games, though.
We
you
do.
You know what I mean? Like, we really don't care as long as it's entertaining, I guess.
Yes. I don't know if the formula was right. With the idea of like trying to do like a multiplayer shooter, but the team thing is awesome. Switching between characters and stuff like that, building each character up. I'd love to play it sometime with you. Cause we like that co-op goodness. So
yeah, for sure.
It's good. And then I've been watching random anime stuff. I went watching Castlevania, and I watched that new Suicide Squad anime. Nice. Yeah. And stuff. Oh, and Castlevania, that Vampire Survivors Castlevania thing spawned one of those deep dives for me, and now I own every Castlevania game, I think, from the Steam Deck. So it's you know how I roll.
Steam winter sale, yes. I believe, is happening right now, and you know that's always.
Yeah, dude, Lords of Shadow, those games are all like $5. They're way down. The Advanced Collection, the Dominus Collection, all the collections. So, anyways, geeking
way out, dude.
Yeah,
out.
That's right. We had a couple passings since the last show. So we'll go through these. We got Quincy Jones, Tony Todd, and Dan Hennessy. I think the biggest one for like me in the geek world is Tony Todd, from Candyman to all of his roles on Star Trek,
Final Destination,
The Crow.
Yeah. Wasn't he in the Arrowverse recently too, Tony Todd?
Probably.
I think so. I feel like, you know, Tony Todd is, I've met him once at a horror con, and I remember him being super duper nice guy. Very chill, very down to earth guy. So yeah, that was tough. You know, Dan Hennessy's one of those voice actors that, you know, he's a big part of our childhood in that sense, from cartoon voices. And Quincy Jones, like, I've just always been a Michael Jackson fan, and
yeah, for sure.
Like, he's just one of the best producers ever of all time.
Exactly. So let's give a moment of silence.
All
All right, we're back, and it's time for all the news, starting with Marvel. And I mean, we've gotten some fun stuff in the last month since we've talked, you know, with some great trailers from Cap 4 and Thunderbolts and stuff like that. But I think the biggest piece of news here was Chris Evans returning for Avengers Doomsday. Now, whatever role he may play, it's like evil Captain America or whatever. I mean, it's just cool because when he came back for Deadpool Wolverine, that was a great little thing there with Human Torch. And it was great to see him reprise that role. But, he is well missed in the Captain America role. What do you think this looks like?
Color me completely unsurprised. Like, everyone's coming back. There's no way they won't. This is, one of the heavy ones, if not the heaviest. You know what I mean? As far as, like, the old guard that disappeared. So, first it was Tony Stark, which is the heaviest, and he's part two. So they're all going to come back. ScarJo will come back, probably. They'll probably figure out a way to bury the hatchet. I think she has buried the hatchet with Disney. So, you know what I mean? They'll all come back. I love Cap. Evil Cap. Zombie Cap. I don't know what they're going to do, with What If. That just dropped the other day, So who knows what's happening? I forgot that's on the... That just happened, too.
Yeah. Actually, it's funny. I haven't even watched season two yet, so I'll spend some of this holiday time getting caught up in everything.
Skeleton Crew.
What's that?
Well, yeah. We're going to talk about that. That was the other thing geeking out.
There's no catching. Yeah, that's why I didn't say that. Catching up on things, yeah. Preacher Commando. So,
okay. Yeah.
But then also with the MCU, there's a little tease that Denzel Washington might be part of Black Panther 3. He says that Ryan Coogler has written him a role for the movie. I could see it happening.
Absolutely. You got powerhouses. Mm-hmm. Forest Whitaker, Angela Bassett, Michael B. Jordan himself, obviously, just everybody in that cast, Chadwick included, like Denzel just makes sense.
Absolutely. And there's no real date on when that movie will drop at all, but
yeah.
Stay tuned. Ever since, Disney acquired 20th Century, we've been getting some cool, like, alien and predator comics, especially these predator comics where they're fighting Earth's mightiest heroes. And the latest one is Predator versus Spider-Man. It'll be written by Benjamin Percy with Marcelo Fieras. I'm cool with this. The Predator's name is Skinner. So, what they do.
That's a Benjamin Percy's a good person to have on this too.
Yeah, so, I agree.
Yeah, I think it'll be funny. I think it will be cool. Two of my favorite cultural geek icons battling it out. I'm in for it for sure.
Yeah, what if they'll just Predator versus everybody throughout?
Probably. I guess it depends on how popular this is, obviously, but yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the last two have been great, so I'm looking forward to it. And then we had Godzilla Monsterverse take on the DC universe, but now we've got the classic Toho Godzilla actually going toe to toe with Earth's Mightiest Heroes. This previously they had just done a bunch of like Godzilla variant covers, which were cool. This is actually like Godzilla fighting heroes
in the first issue. Right?
Yeah. First issue drops in March. It's Fantastic Four versus Godzilla. So that'll be the first of a few of this big crossover.
I mean, this has your name written all over it. Am I wrong?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, that's correct. That's absolutely correct. I've ordered the Peach Momoko variant cover and the regular cover already.
Yeah.
Exactly. I was gonna order the Thing versus Godzilla old like boxing poster type variant, but I had to contain myself a
little bit. Yeah.
So awesome. Yeah, it's good times. Jumping across the pond, the big DC news of late was the Superman trailer. And we've been waiting, and then James Gunn gave me a birthday present, as he promised this year. and we got
to
it.
You personally. He wrote.
He did. He did. He DM'd me and said, "Look out! A couple days after your birthday, I got you." So,
yeah,
I loved it. So that's. I'm ready for this movie. I don't want to see anything else besides this trailer that revealed basically nothing that we didn't know already. We knew the hints of like who's in the movie and stuff like that. I don't need any more than that because you know how Hollywood is. It just likes to tell the whole story in the trailer. But I loved it. It looks hopeful. It's bright. It's colorful. Crypto's in there.
Yeah.
Nathan Fillion's horrible haircut's in there.
Yeah. Oh,
I love it.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, hot girl. I can't remember. I just watched it once, so I didn't get to see. I can't remember who the other cameos were.
Metamorpho.
Mr. Terrific, I remember, was in there, too. Nice. Yeah, it's like, you know, you don't want to get excited because it could be shitty, but it's an exciting trailer. It's a well-made trailer. It does give you hope, playing off the John Williams theme in a cool way, you know. Yeah, James Gunn did it the right way from this trailer, so hopefully it stays. Like, one of my friends did ask me, he's like, "Oh, you know, like, it's just, like, too many characters, like, I don't know." And I'm like, it's a world. I'm happy it's not, you know, and he even said it, the Marvel thing, like, oh, you know, they set it up. And I'm like, dude, it didn't work. It hasn't been working for them. Let them do it this way. Like, let them try it. Like, he's in a world. I like that he's not the only one. I like that he's not probably the most experienced, right?
Yeah, it's the established world idea with no origin. I'm sure they'll do something like a little tidbit of origin story there just for those out there, but let's stop making comic book movies for the general audience. Let's make comic book movies for the comic book fan and let the general audience enjoy the stories that we all love and the characters the way they're represented correctly, and the stories that they're going to tell. This jumping into this world, like, a basically reminds me of like the DC animated universe already, like just the way they the characters that they've involved, and just it's really exciting. And the only thing that's really going to get us is like, are people not going to go see comic book movies in the theater? Will it not make as much money as they wanted to, and so forth? But I think James Gunn is making an awesome Superman movie, and it's going to be, you know, I mean, the start of this universe is Creature Commandos, and that alone. For as mature as it is, as well written as it is, it's a great show. And I love that you don't have to watch everything in order for things to make sense. You can watch these individual stories. You can watch them all and they'll tie together somehow. But it's not this continual thing where if you miss something, you're going to miss the storyline and get lost, you know. So right. I'm really pumped for this DCU, and I really hope it's successful.
I do too. And I, you know, to your question about will people go to the theater for a comic book movie? I think they will. I think that people still want to, you know, have a comic book movie be inspiring again to bring them. So I think it's just how it's presented. Like, yes, we've seen a bunch of Supermen before in the past, but you know, I also think that, like, people want DC to succeed. I think even Marvel does. I think they want the competition. Absolutely. So, yeah.
I mean, you're also talking with, I mean, he is one of the most recognizable. He is maybe the most recognizable superhero on the planet.
He is.
Regardless, you know, regardless of if you read comics or not. Yeah, for people, sure. They love Superman. And, you know, I think that it'll be a global success. So, and just as a success, Creature Commando has been renewed for season 2.
Yeah.
Which is a huge, fantastic, huge thing already. So I cried at the last episode, and it's good stuff. It's good stuff.
Is it done?
No, that was only episode 4. So,
jeez. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
great.
Speaking of James Gunn and DC, Peacemaker season two, we got a little tease of it and it's coming out in 2025, which is good timing for the rest of this as well, because a lot of it ties together. When you watch Creature Commandos, they bring both the Suicide Squad and Peacemaker into continuity.
Nice.
And so he's going straight to it. And I'm really looking forward to the violence of the Peacemaker show. There's actually the comic dropping in March as well. It's like the Peacemaker special with Vigilante and Eagly. It's going to be and James Gunn was on, like, he helped create the story for this comic. So I'll be reading that as well. Yeah. All in, buddy. There was a rumor that Mike Flanagan was going to be doing a Clayface movie. And he is. This one will be set in the DCU, not the Batman universe. So that's really interesting. When you talk about, like, standalone films that are just going to tell character stories.
Yeah, because the thing is about this is we can do a horror movie take on it, which is where Mike Flanagan's going to come from. But, you know, if they did really fast track that Nightwing, right? And we were like, oh no, they're not going to do something like that. And like, maybe they are. Maybe they're like, here's $60 million, $100 million. Go do it. You know what I mean? And like, we're just going to pump these things out once a year so that people are talking about it. And then you have your $250 million Superman, Batman, Wonder Woman, whatever. But like, we can do some of these smaller things. Because listen, Mike Flanagan, he does know how to make a film, but even Dr. Sleep is probably the most expensive thing he's done because it's been for a studio, and I can't imagine it costing more than like $100 million.
Yeah, I heard that this movie will cost probably the most he's ever spent on a movie. I'm sure.
Who?
Mike Flanagan? This Clayface
movie. Yeah. Because it's the biggest studio he's done.
CGI. So, in regards to that, it's Alan Tudyk is doing the voice of Clayface in Creature Commandos. And so does he, you know, as per James Gunn, is this one of the ones where he does play Clayface? That's a question I have. Because he is going to voice him. He's going to voice him. So, but he's also voicing Dr. Phosphorus. And
that's it. Things, I was just going to say, a voice is a voice. And Clayface could have the voice of Alan Tudyk still. And the actor be whatever. I don't know what Dr. Phosphorus is going to look like. You know, if it's going to be a different actor, Alan Tudyk voice, but at that point, it's kind of like, why did you have
CGI
to put
anyways
voice on top of there, right? So, I don't know. Anyway, so we'll see. Alan Tudyk is the voice of everybody, apparently.
Yeah. Yes, of course.
Yeah,
and also Clayface and Harley Quinn. So,
yeah.
Great news is that more DCU or DC film stuff is dropping 2026. Lanterns and Supergirl, Woman of Tomorrow, are both confirmed within that year, so looking forward to both of those projects.
Yeah, I know, it's crazy. I just want to say one quick thing because we didn't mention too, like, Superman and Lois ended.
Yes, it did.
So the end of the DCU, the Arrowverse. Sorry, stuck in my head. Arrowverse, yeah, concluded last week, so that's pretty crazy too.
It is 12 years, right? 12 years of it all, I think. That's the thing, is like, it's just like such an achievement to make that many shows and have a universe that rich. It was a great run, and what a way to end it with Superman.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Different. Let's jump over that Galaxy Far, Far Away.
Yeah.
We've been watching Skeleton Crew. Are you caught up on Skeleton Crew?
I am.
Good. Because you should be. It's. I mean, it's so good. It's so good to enjoy, just sit there and watch something in Star Wars. It's not really tied to much other Star Wars, and just be enjoying a story about pirates.
Well, is it?
In a way, I mean, hey,
I had to explain my wife the entire Old Republic last night, which felt nice to tell.
Crazy though, that's the crazy thing about it. Spoiler alert. And just because they haven't really introduced the Old Republic in the new Star Wars Disney canon, so it's actually really exciting. I'm surprised that they went with the Old Republic in a way instead of making it like High Republic. You know,
Yeah,
we don't know the story yet. Exactly.
Yeah, we don't know. There's got to be Sith or Jedi artifact, something, or the planet is a Jedi. I don't know. Anyway, like, show is amazing. Super love it. Yeah. Super fun. I actually really want to watch or have my kid watch it because I think she's gonna like it. It's a high adventure.
It is a high pirate adventure.
Yeah. No. God.
So. That's the crazy fun thing about it. It's just like they just
Crimson Jack.
Right.
Come on.
Jude Law's great. It's just like high caliber actor in there. Those kids are great. All the pirates are really cool. And I think that's really where you need to lean into. Is that it's just you've been doing that with like Outlaws. There's some great pirate stuff in the High Republic. And it's just it's a lot of fun. Just a different side than
Hondo. We all love Hondo.
Yeah, exactly. Once he showed up. So, anyways, the Rey movie was delayed indefinitely, but then again, Simon Kinberg announced that he's doing a trilogy, which I believe many people believe is going to include this movie, which will be sequels to the sequels. What do you think?
I think we've been hearing both of these sorts of things for a long time. I don't know, you know, is James Mangold doing something? You know, is Patty Jenkins back? You know, like, I don't know. Sure. Until I start seeing behind the scenes photos from this stuff, it's all like Simon Kinberg has been announced. We've been doing the show for 10 years. I think we've said it a couple times in that 10 year period. And which is at the time of Disney acquiring this, you know, is when we started the show. So in that period, I know we've talked about Simon Kinberg doing more Star Wars films and stuff.
I get you. I believe nothing.
No,
except,
I don't.
Except Sorry. Skeleton Crew. That's the only thing I believe in.
Yes.
And this next one, which is Andor, season 2, drops March 22nd. And it has the largest budget. So this is the proof of the pudding. Like what is it that people want? The Acolyte costs too much money to make a second season is what they're saying, but they would have made it if it didn't. But I don't like this, when are they making movies? There's a lot of excuses out there. But Andor is going to get the views because Andor season 1 was great. So.
Yeah, yeah, it's, you know, part of it is strike and, you know, that kind of stuff. So, you know, that does bump it up. So not all of it's going to be on screen. It's just that, yeah, it's a, we'll see what that is, man. That's a lot of money.
Sure is.
Yeah.
Visions is going to get a season 3, drops in 2024. Next year in 2025, bring more of that on. I mean, I would love to see more anthology stuff anyways. It's just a lot of fun.
I don't even need it to be. I love the anime. I really do. But like, I would be fine with other things. You know what I mean? Like I don't know. I don't know. Just do other stuff. Like keep making that world bigger. Please.
Well, that's the thing. It's like, when do you run out of anime studios? Like, why does it have to be all? It's not quite all anime either, is it?
No. So. I guess, the second season expanded it, you know, beyond just anime traditionally. So, yeah, I don't know. I want to see like a Love and Death and Robots, you know, secret level. Like, I want that kind of stuff for Star Wars 2, though.
Yeah, for sure. That's exactly what it should just morph into.
Yeah.
That'd be great. Yeah, I mean, just keep expanding and tell mini stories that people have no idea about or have no idea that they want to see until they watch it. Blows their mind. So Speaking of blowing your mind, Jeremy Allen White is going to voice Rhoda the Hutt. Can you believe that? It's crazy. We haven't seen Rhoda the Hutt since what, the Clone Wars movie? Oh my God. My God. I don't know. You probably saw him sometimes during the Clone Wars, but
I was going to say, I feel like in the show,
maybe he grew up a little bit. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe.
But
listen, the voice. Yeah. It's cool.
Yeah. Good. I'm just trying to remember. Yeah. He's in the Disney family. Right. So yeah. I just remember when they were going to burn, you know, Lucas to the ground for making that Clone Wars movie. Remember? And then they let that breathe and get good.
You watch that show or movie again. The show is great. Yeah. Movie again. It's even not bad.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
It's not bad. It's not great. That's the later part of the Clone Wars. And the other part of that galaxy, our Star Trek galaxy, we got a little mini short. It was called Unification. It was like the 30th anniversary of Star Trek Generations dropped. And so they did this little thing with James T. Kirk, and it was released by the Roddenberry Archive, and they put this little thing together, and it's pretty cool. We'll leave the link in there for it so you can check it out. But it just, you know, it's a little tribute to Kirk and that whole world.
Huh. Combination of live action footage and computer generated imagery. That's so cool. How interesting. Yeah, what a neat idea.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's great.
With that, we are going to jump to commercial, and we'll be right back with the rest of the show.
DFAT Comics is the publishing branch of DontForgetATowel.com, the only place to travel geekly. Focusing on creator-owned and independent titles like Hollowed, Pursuit of Plastic, and Fairy, and many more. DFAT Comics will be a mix of genres appealing to every kind of reader. Join the new source of comic book entertainment with DFAT Comics.
There the bugger is. She's a big one, ain't she?
Oi! Over 20 points of articulation, great sculpting, and look at the paint job on her!
We've been looking all over for this one.
Let's get them in our sights and end this hunt now.
All right. All right.
Steady. Steady now.
Got him!
It's the Pursuit of Plastic.
Listen to the podcast from the creators of DontForgetATowel.com. Geek out about toy news, hunting, and histories on your favorite collectibles.
From the far reaches of the galaxy to an internet location near you, we're DontForgetATowel.com, your daily source for geeky pop culture news, reviews, interviews, and so much more. So as you're hitchhiking your way through the universe, don't forget to travel safe, and don't forget a towel.
We are back, and let's talk a couple big comic book news pieces here. We have Silverhawks. Number one, it's dropping in January. And this is coming out.
How excited are you right now?
I'm pretty excited. Dynamite is doing this as they are with a lot of other properties and dropping like these great new stories. And there's plenty of variants out there for you to get your hands on as well. So this is, this is written by Ed Brisson, with George Camadeus, I don't even know how to say this guy's name. I'm gonna be checking this out. I definitely have a pre-order already, at least a couple of these. I hope I got the silver variant, like the silver foil variant. That's the one.
Yeah, good. That's stuff. Awesome. That mm-hmm. is. Oh, this is badass. So definitely. Cool. Good. Yeah, bring more '80s properties back. It clearly is a hit. With the Energon universe selling how much right now? I can't remember what the... Granted, they're some of the biggest properties ever, but still, this is pretty huge news in itself.
Well, what do you do when you take that and cross over Thundercats, which you just you know, I think right. Dynamite has that, you know, they just,
well, they have that. They have Space Ghost. Right. Technically they have Evil Dead, but yeah, there's a lot that of sounds crossover. Like the
best crossover ever.
Yeah. Maybe they have Earthworm Jim. I don't know.
Anyway, see, sorry. See, you're writing.
I'm writing.
Story
I'm
writing. So with the Absolutes and the Ultimates out there, Valiant is getting on board with Valiant Beyond. So they're going to rebirth their universe. This is a line-wide relaunch in March of 25, and a reimagining of the iconic heroes. Of course, you know, our good friend Fred Van Lent, T-Fed's mm-hmm. friend there, is going to be writing Exercise final issue, which is the resurgence of the Valiant Universe crossover event. All right, that's hitting in 2025 of January, 2025.
No, you can't pre-order it.
What?
You can't see it on TFAW.
The resurgence of the Valiant Universe.
Yeah,
probably sold out already.
Maybe.
A lot of stuff. We'll find it. So that's going to set up. That's going to set up what the future is, and so they're going to just reboot their universe, basically. So, little micro line of relaunch titles called Valiant Beyond. Sounds good to me. Shadow Man, Bloodshot, Harbinger, Exo Man of War.
Yeah, you know, we've been big Valiant fans forever. So very excited to see what comes next from that world.
So this is what it says, too. It says writers have been told that almost everything is on the table as far as bringing back older characters and storylines from the 90s, Acclaim, and the Dinesh era Valiant comics.
Good.
It's interesting.
They need some wins.
They do, because I forgot they existed when Alien or whatever the heck brought them. It's been kind of a weird
hand. It has been a weird, yeah. Yeah, since Dinesh and those guys left, it's been weird.
Sadly. It's a great world. Yep. So... Yeah, we'll check that out. We'll see if we can find that reboot issue as well. So, going over to TV and streaming news, Amazon's picking up more video game properties, and this time it's Mass Effect, which will be getting a series. Yeah, I'm good with that. I love those games.
Maybe this will get me to play them, just like Fallout will get me to play Fallout.
Have you played Fallout yet?
No, I have not. Okay. But I will someday.
Got me to play it again. And you need to go play some New Vegas. I think what you need is a remake of New Vegas. That's what they need to do.
I don't,
because four is not that good. It's all right.
So. Yeah. Well, so I'm excited about this, though, because, yeah, I haven't played it, and I've heard Mass Effect is awesome, and Amazon has been doing good with adaptations.
All around.
Yeah, for sure.
And then speaking of Fallout, Macaulay Culkin, and speaking of Fallout and Christmas time, he's joining season 2, and this is great news.
Good, yeah. Come back to acting. Come back to that show. Who knows? I'm sure that show's got dark humor. I'm sure he's probably going to be playing like some weird, creepy ghoul or something funny like that. Maybe a Christmas ghoul.
Yes. Named Kevin.
Yes.
Absolutely. Yeah. We're getting another, you know, some more Tomb Raider. And this time, Sophie Turner will be taking... on the role of Laura Croft. So this is Amazon. What was this?
Is this in like live action form?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Sure is.
I mean, like Sophie Turner.
It's interesting. Yeah, it is. It's Phoebe Waller-Bridge's Amazon series. That's what it was.
So right.
That was announced a while ago. Yeah. Live action, and yeah, she's playing the role, so it's interesting.
That sounds good.
Yeah. I, like we said, they've been doing a great job with these adaptations, and maybe this is what this needs. Maybe it needs to be a weekly serial.
Right, exactly. All right, sweet. Yeah, yep. We'll watch it.
So I've been seeing this here and there about Max phasing out Cartoon Network stuff. And also I've heard they're also getting rid of like comedies or no, I'm sorry. That's Paramount. But anyways, why are they removing Cartoon Network shows? Is it Cartoon Network is going to get bought up by somebody else? Is it like popular enough to make its own money without Warner Brothers? I don't understand it.
I think it's like, it's just this thing where maybe they're able to make more money if they lease it out.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But I don't know. It's dumb. Maybe they'll make more money if they put it on Tubi.
That's the truth.
You know, right? So I don't get it anymore with these corporations. But it's just further evidence to say, get your physical media. Because if you want these things, like, don't think they're going to stay in these streaming services forever.
Yeah, that's it, right? So it's how much stuff can they store on their in their databases? So I don't know. It's a good point. I was thinking, like, what are they getting rid of? Because like DC does so much cartoon stuff, but it's not.
Yeah,
it's not that stuff. Which is
good. No, it's not that stuff. Yeah, it's Cartoon Network.
Awesome. And then finally, Dune Prophecy, which I need to watch still. That's something I wanted to do over break, is being renewed for a new season, which is good news.
I've heard it's okay, yeah. But okay enough to get renewed for a second season. So I'm still going to watch it. Like, I do trust HBO for most part, or Max, or whatever you want to call it. Yeah.
All the above.
All the above.
All right. Over on the movie side of things, The Fly is getting a sequel, not a remake. A new movie is in the works, which will be set in David Cronenberg's The Fly universe. And I don't know how I feel about it, except I really enjoyed those movies as a kid. and Jeff Goldblum is still alive.
I think you'll be fine. You know, I think fine. Like, do it. Like, there's nothing. Make more body horror movies. I guess The Substance, you know, that came out this year is like excellent. Like, everybody really likes it. So The Fly is probably one of the best body horror movies ever. Like, so keep doing it. Sure. Fine. I'll watch it.
How do you feel about these live action remake movies? Like How to Train Your Dragon. You ready for this one?
Yeah, I almost cried at the trailer. I love those movies, the animated movies. Those were like when I worked at Family Video, I again just heard them nonstop in my stores. So like, I know them by heart. And so seeing the trailer, I was like, this is great. This is really fantastic. Like, I did not get the same feeling from watching the Snow White trailer, but, you know, I did from How to Train Your Dragon.
Nice. Yeah. Plus, I mean, you got the writer of the originals directing it, right? So it's like, it's all the same world. You got a couple of the actors playing the same roles. It's got a really good cast.
Soundtrack, same. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, that's it. The same shot for shot, probably.
Exactly.
Fine.
Should be.
Yeah, see what it's like.
There's a couple more castings over at the live action Voltron Amazon project with Sterling K. Brown, Rita Ora, and John Kim all joining Henry Cavill as they go and make this giant robot film. And I don't know. We'll see how this turns out. I was happy to hear that the Warhammer stuff was moving forward, though. I was happy to hear that.
You know, again, Amazon's got this property.
Mm-hmm.
They might even have Warhammer. I mean, they really have been digging in with Secret Level, I talked about too. Like, they're digging into this geek culture hard. And, you know, I like this casting. You know, I like those actors. So, fine. I'm excited. So, just about this behind the scenes stuff, I'm excited. Voltron was always something I loved when I was a kid. So, yes. Let me see a trailer again. Let me get really excited.
Yeah. If anybody's going to do this and spend money, it's going to be Amazon. So, mm-hmm. That and not complain about it, you know, and just not turn around and be right. Like, you know, we can't make a sequel. We can't make anything to this because we don't have the money to do it. Like, Disney can F off for all I care about that kind of stuff, complaining about how they don't have the money to make stuff. Seriously, it's like you either just admit that you were wrong, or you don't. You don't blame it on the money. Not if you're Disney.
Right.
Tell me about Evil Dead Burn.
So that's the title of the next Evil Dead movie. So basically, the script is done, and so we'll see what's coming next. That's it. Just like a little tease.
So it's one of two sequels in development?
Yeah, it's going to be... this one's 2026, and then I think the other one is Bruce Campbell-led.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
He's back?
Yeah.
Ooh,
Ash is back.
Well, that's wild, because he said he was never going to do that again. That's what the old
yes,
say.
Yeah, exactly. yeah.
So, right from our childhood, speaking of video game adaptations, the Oregon Trail, the Oregon Trail is it's properly pronounced, but it is the Oregon Trail. And don't let anybody else tell you anything different. Will be adapted into a film.
Now, great.
I love Westerns, so this better be a hardcore Western about getting dysentery and Annie breaking her leg and you leaving her behind so that the bears can eat her. Doesn't slow you down. And then you get to put your wagon in the river and your river, you know, tips over and you all float down. And, you know, it sounds like a really good time. But it better be hardcore Western. That's all.
It says right here, much to your chagrin, it's an action comedy movie.
Western action comedy.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to be Jumanji, you know, probably some family is playing the game and then they get sucked into the game and then they have to deal with these real consequence situations of being in the game or something.
The only consequences here are having to watch that movie.
Listen, I don't know. We'll see what it's like, but nothing about this sounds exciting to me.
I'm just going to watch the Oregon Trail. Have you ever seen the previous for that
that's
one?
Oh, the gritty reboot. All Western. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to watch that instead and just enjoy myself. Something I'm looking forward to is Scream 7, since they broke up the whole cast and broke that whole idea up. But McKenna Grace and Celeste O'Connor joined Scream 7. And whatever they're going to scrape out of the mess that happened. So
yeah, you know, I don't know. You know, we'll see. We'll see what it's all about. Neve Campbell's back. Since it doesn't come out till next year, I'm not super excited. It's interesting Kevin Williamson's back. Like, it's got a, you know, like, I like McKenna Grace a lot. I think she's a good actress. You've got some good talent behind it. So we'll see. Yeah.
This next one, Pacifica Drive, James Wan, his studio is going to be adapting that video game that we talked about where you drive like a station wagon and you look at like these weird occurrences.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for that to go on deep discount on Steam so I can try it out.
probably not now.
It's a survival game too. Like you have to like go and get stuff.
It's a roguelite.
Yeah, you gotta go fix your car up, like stuff like that. You can like amp your car up. It sounds kind of cool, but I'm just kind of still lost on what it's about, and I don't want to know because I want to play the game.
Right, I do not blame you. That's true, but yeah, excited for that.
Yeah, no, exactly. Maybe we'll just get some, you know, some good music in that as well. Some synthy music, maybe. So, that's all we can hope for. Lee Cronin and Blumhouse are going to do The Mummy. So our MonsterVerse continues, which is exciting. And we'll want to see what the take on this is going to be.
Okay, yeah. So this guy is the director of Evil House Rise.
Yeah, Evil Dead Rise.
Evil Dead Rise. Yeah. So they got a little bit of like a teaser of this. That's exciting.
Yeah.
You know, like that this is actually happening. I forgot that Wolfman, isn't that come out soon?
Yeah, that comes out in the next few months, I'm sure, right? Early.
Yeah, maybe February. So.
That horror time.
Yeah.
Cold winter movies of horror. And then also, who's doing that movie?
That's Lee Whannell again.
Didn't he just tease that he's doing another movie? Like, he showed the script and the title of it was all scratched out and stuff. People think it's like Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. That's like the guess of what he's doing. Because he has a third one coming that's from.
Sure, bring them on. Like, yeah. I love that they keep doing it, and the budgets are cheap. They'll make the money back. I'm all about it.
Yep, and they've been great. So, no complaints.
Yes.
Here. Motu, He-Man. We'll see how this goes because this is ramping up to be something interesting with the castings that's been happening. It's just Elba joined the cast within the last month as Man-at-Arms. Yes. And then just recently, Jared Leto, who's been circling the role like a Joker shark. I would have nobody else play Skeletor than Jared Leto, honestly. That's if oh, I had really? A choice.
Nobody,
Casey. Nobody.
So when you think Skeletor, you said it's Jared Leto.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. He was born to play this role, I think.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm down with it. I just we'll just see how this turns out. There was some other casting in here as well. We got Trapjaw, who's gonna be played by Sam C. Wilson, Kojo Atta as Triclops, and then Haftor Bjornsson as Goatman.
Bjornsson, yeah.
Yes. And so the mountain, you know, from
heck yeah,
Game of Thrones will be playing Goatman, a relatively unknown Motu character. But it's great to see that Trapjaw and Triclops are in this movie, honestly. That we're getting some actual villains versus what they did. Well, I mean, they gave us Beastman and Evil Lyn and first movie, but
versions, yeah,
right. But then we got Storon, and
yeah,
another guy who based my character on evil version of me. Yes, anyways, yeah. Let's fingers crossed. Because I couldn't be any more excited than I am when I found out that Jack Black and Paul Rudd are going to be truly starring in the reboot of the cult classic known as Anaconda.
I loved Anaconda.
Yes. I know.
Yeah.
I don't know about this, but sure.
Christmas Day next year.
Sounds like a family-friendly romp of comedy and horror and goofiness to me.
I mean, it's got to just be goofy, right? Like, it can't be those two. It's not going to be serious. All right. We'll see how it goes.
No, it was funny. I was because I looked at this article. Another article popped up in my news feed about how wonky that animatronic anaconda was in the first movie. How it was like,
yeah,
violent, and it was like people were truly terrified to be around it. So yeah. I hope they use the same one to really bring
the exact same one from that time period. Broken.
Yes, haunting. Even more broken. Yeah, not. <haunting. laughs> Exactly. We could only be so lucky if they do that. last up, we got some gaming news. We got a lot of gaming news, actually.
Yeah, a lot of gaming news.
first up, D&D and Magic the Gathering. Now, if you thought that Hasbro was not going to try to cash in on all of this, we've got some video games on the way and pretty excited, including Magic the Gathering Commander game. I'm not sure exactly how that's going to look besides it's probably just arena-based commander set up somehow. But
it's, I don't understand how they don't adapt it into the app.
Right.
It's like you already have Brawl. Like, what's... Why?
Right.
Why?
It's all...
It's the four-player format, I guess.
I guess. Yeah. And it's all... They want to make so much money. Like, they want to make money. They don't want to try to make it fun to play Magic and make it easier for you to play Magic like across the waves, you know. Mm-hmm. So instead they would rather make another game which you'd have to probably pay for in order to play Commander with your friends and have fake cards. So mm-hmm. I don't know. We'll see what that looks like. What I would like to see is like an RPG that's kind of like deck based, where you use Magic cards and you go through the different planes and stuff. You know, that'd be kind of fun. But we'll see. We'll see.
Yeah.
And then D&D, I mean, they could do whatever at this point. Oh, all they have to do is be as good as Baldur's Gate 3, right? I mean, good luck. Good luck with that shit. Good luck. What is this? Google AI.
I can tell you about this. So sure. Basically, Google's Genie 2 AI model is generating detailed 3D environments from a single image prompt, and it's creating video games in real time. So, like, you can say, you know, I want a third-person action sci-fi game, and then you're playing that game instantaneously, like, basically.
What?
And it's rendering in real time. So just, it's just insane what's happening, you know, at this point.
Judgment day is upon us.
So. There's insane. So many things because it's Judgment Day, but it could also be
Ready Player
you
One.
You know, Ready Player One. You know, like there's a lot of different ways it can go. Yeah, right? You know, the Matrix. Yeah, there's so many different ways.
I don't know, man. That just sounds like a lot of people are going to not have jobs. So,
I think people still need to contain this for the moment anyway.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Set it on fire. Something. I'm not sure.
Yep. Yep.
EMP. I'm not, you know, whatever works. Next up, Monolith Edition is announcing a new board game product. It'll be fundraising, so I'm sure this will be on Crowdsourcery at some point. But Berserk the Anime is getting a cool co-op board game. And you know who's going to be buying this one?
I do. Certainly do. That's cool, though.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, 1 to 5 players. You can play as Guts or any of the Band of the Hawk. And you will relive key brutal moments from the manga series and by extension the anime as well. Hey man, I love these kind of games, especially when you can play them by yourself. So
I'm in,
and I'll have a Guts minifigure and all that stuff. You know how I roll.
You'll get into painting minifigures finally,
right? Right. My nephew was asking for Warhammer stuff this Christmas, and we're like, yeah. Told his parents, like, go check out the prices on those and get back to us.
Yeah.
So hopefully it's just a painting habit that's coming.
Yes.
And not a gaming habit, because we all know how that turns out. And so the last part of the show, we're going to talk about the Game Awards, which were epic this year.
Yeah.
Epic.
Yeah, that was last week. Yeah.
What one game of the year that PlayStation game
Astrobot, yeah,
which I've been meaning to play. The free version of that was amazing through PS5.
Yeah, and
so I've been really wanting to play that.
Yeah,
that one too.
So, I think it's a good excuse to buy it now.
Maybe, but there'll be no price drops on that for.
Yeah, well, I was gonna say when they drop the price, but yes, yes.
Like if PlayStation was actually like a nice company, they would actually have that game for free on their, you know, their elite tier. but I'm proud to say that this month will be the first month I've ever not renewed my PS Plus in probably over a decade. So
I was gonna say, thank you, Steam Deck. A whole decade, yeah.
It's been well over, yeah. It's just crazy to me how much it costs now. So anyways, on with the show and happy stuff. Ninja Gaiden. If you're ready for what is old is new again, this looked crazy, and it's a good take on the classic game with new mechanics and graphics, but it's still that side scrolling ninja beat 'em up good time. So I will be buying this game.
Yeah, this to me looked like what they did recently with Prince of Persia. Mm-hmm. They took the old classic, they updated it, they refreshed it, they added a couple new moves. That's all people, you know what I mean? Like, that's what Mega Man X was to Mega Man. It's why I think it's one of the greatest games ever. It's just like, you didn't reinvent the wheel necessarily, even though you kind of did, you know. Breath of the Wild.
Symphony of the Night.
Symphony of the Night.
Yeah, so there's that. The Witcher 4 was finally previewed, which people have been waiting for and begging for
their entire lives.
And then they turned around and complained about it because they're idiots. But you know, there's plenty of idiots out there who will still buy this game, because to me, that those it's awesome because I like Siri, and I'm really excited for a next gen console Witcher game. It took me a long time to get into The Witcher 3.
Yeah.
I mean, it was well, you know, it was well out by the time I played that game. So
maybe I can finally play.
Yeah. Well, when you find the time to play that game, it was freaking massive. but yeah, I'm looking forward to this, and I will definitely buy this. Game of Thrones RPG, you told me this is a mobile game, huh?
Yeah, that's why I didn't, you know, role-playing game coming to mobile. It was known as Game of Thrones MMORPG, which I do remember us talking about, and we're both not too big into that format, so not as exciting in to me.
But this is not an MMO anymore? This didn't look like one.
No, now it's like a story-driven action adventure RPG.
For the phone.
For the phone.
Okay.
Or well, iPad.
Steam Deck remastered.
Yeah, I mean, it just depends on how it's presented. Like, the Ninja Turtles game's fine. I've heard this Rivals game, which I'm not going to start yet.
I just played it today because my nephews made me play it.
And?
You know, for honestly,
is it like,
man,
Fortnite?
No, it's more like Overwatch. It's okay. It's, you know, it's not a battle royale. It's a team-based thing. All the power, like, all the characters have different powers, they have their powers. It's like, it's not my thing, but I'll definitely play it, you know, just for fun. With my nephews
it's
and stuff
free,
but
right,
it's free. The Punisher's in there, so I was like, all right,
yeah,
fine. So I tried it.
But
it's still those games are not my thing at all,
right?
But I will say that it's pretty fun on the PS5.
Okay,
so right. check it out. But yeah, with this, I also think like Fantasian, whatever that game from the Final Fantasy creator, that was first for Apple Arcade, and then they remastered it for all of everything else, and people loved that, even though it's definitely not the greatest of graphics. Even though every background is like a model, so that's actually what's unique about it as well. Next, Borderlands 4. It's on the way. We knew it was coming, and now we got a sneak peek at it. Nothing crazy, but I want to see more gameplay from this, and I'm just really excited to see this on the next-gen console. Looks freaking crazy, and we're going to get like an all-out war, it looks like.
Yeah. Yeah, let's see it. You know, people like to complain about the last game, even though it sold, I think, the most.
Three was great.
It's fine. Like, I get it. Like, people didn't like the antagonist as much as Handsome Jack. And for that, I'm sorry. Like, yeah, you know, you made one of the best villains of all time in a video game. Like, that's it. Yeah. Like, it's hard. Like, he is. Like, Handsome yes. Jack, like, just trying to think of, like, he's up there with Ganon and Bowser and, like, some of these heavy hitters as far as, like, people recognize him. Maybe not those guys, but still. Yeah, so we'll see what the antagonist is like.
Funnier than him.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll watch it. We'll play it. We'll get Borderlands right day one.
I thought that was a comparison, Casey.
Don't
back out of it. Don't let those Borderlands haters get us down. They don't know what they're talking about.
They won't. They keep grinding me down, bro.
Yeah. Split Fiction looks amazing. And It Takes Two, I want to try that. My wife is like, what can we play together? I was like, we should play It Takes Two because we watched this trailer, Split Fiction. Mm-hmm. And the idea behind that is really amazing, to go into a sci-fi and a fantasy world and then do all this crazy stuff together. So that game really kind of blew my mind. It was one of the top ones for me out of all of them.
I agree. One of the top trailers. It was just, and to your point, because I have not played It Takes Two, and my wife doesn't really play video games, I'm like, I think I might be able to get her to do it. So, yeah, I saw a dragon too in this trailer, and I was like, okay, game over.
Yeah, all they got to do is put a dragon in there. Yeah. It's funny, with Turk Origins, we'd gotten one of the Turoks, I forgot which one it was, it might have been the first one, for free through Amazon Prime Gaming. Mm-hmm. So I just downloaded it one day and I was playing. I was like, it's even how bad it looks. It's an awesome game. And now I realize why people loved it so much. I don't remember playing it back in the day and why it got remastered and all this stuff. It's a lot of freaking fun. And it's just really intense.
Because you're fighting dinosaurs. Yes. You know what I mean? Like, honestly, that's it. It's like there's no other game where you do it.
It is that, but it's also very, like, it's very insane, like, and fast. Yeah. And, like, you're just jumping off thing and, like, shooting, and it's a really good shooter.
Yeah.
And so I really kind of happy. Yeah. So, Turk Origins on its way.
Yeah. Yeah. Good trailer. Fun trailer.
I don't know what this next one was. I don't remember.
So you didn't have this on there. And I was like, I don't think he watched this trailer because you would have had it on here. Like, it's basically these people work for a dispatch company where the company is sending out video game characters all to their different video games. And they're kind of like, so they're like dealing with RPG people, like, superheroes, like, it's a comedy and it's by the Telltale people, so it's one of those types of games.
What?
Yeah, it looks wild. Like, just kind of
watching
fun
it right
just,
now.
Yeah so it's like a weird simulator kind of, but you're dealing dispatching superheroes and heroes.
Well, this is cool.
Yeah Yeah, because I watched that trailer and I was like, there's no way he watched this trailer. Like,
oh, yeah. Neat. Okay. Well,
yeah.
I am I'm down with this.
Yeah, cool idea.
Telltale. Huh.
Cool idea.
Very cool. Do I know this next one?
Oh, Celesta? Celesta 2. So, yeah, this is another one of those, like, big RPG games where you control, I think, like, 7 different characters, but it's, people aren't saying it's Baldur's Gate 3 because Baldur's Gate 3 is one of the greatest things that's ever been invented in all time. This is going to be the close as far as, like, okay, really good RPG games that are on that same level if Baldur's Gate 3 didn't change all of video games.
Right.
Which I still need to beat it. So yeah, it just looks like a fun RPG.
Oh yeah, it's definitely like, okay, it's definitely in the same kind of like design.
Yeah.
As Baldur's Gate.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's all. That's all.
We'll check that out. Oh, all right. Once I finish Baldur's Gate 3. Anyways, finally, Intergalactic from Naughty Dog. I that trailer was awesome. I don't care if it didn't show me that much any gameplay at all. It's just this game looks great. The idea of it.
Well, they do show you some gameplay
at the end. At the end. Which blew my mind too, like having a giant laser sword thing, fighting a robot or whatever the hell it was. Pet Shop Boys. Yeah, it was a great trailer. And I can't wait because Naughty Dog gives us great games. And I've been asking, why haven't they made a space game? Like, how space-based will this be? Will you travel planets? You take on, like bounties? Like, I'm really excited to see more from this game.
Yeah, you know, I think this trailer is getting a lot of flack. Yeah, people really don't like it. So we'll see. You know, all the comments are horrible.
It's because the internet is full of filth.
Yeah.
And we've already proven this, you know, where we're at in our society. So people, they're going to complain and they're going to be idiots online. And you just, you know, in these days, you have to ignore it and just move on and play a game because, like I said, people are filth. So
I think it's because it's Naughty Dog. I haven't really. Right. Like, has there been a bad Naughty Dog game?
Nope. You like Crash Bandicoot? I love Crash Bandicoot.
I like Crash Bandicoot too. So, you know what I mean? Like, I think, and I remember there was a game that they made. They made an RPG that had nudity in it. Do you remember that?
What was that?
Yeah. And I remember being like, what? Yeah. Okay. They put in a little scene of it in this game that they made. Yeah, there was nude code in the Genesis, Rings of Power.
Rings of Power.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember that. So, which is hilarious.
Oh my God.
So other than that game, they've been really good with hits. And if the trailer didn't show me any, you know, whatever, she's a bounty hunter. She's trying to escape this planet. Like, it's right up our alley. Like, how is it any different than any Star Wars adventure? You know what I mean? Like, just give it a chance, people. Like, come on.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that most of the people that say stuff are bots or at these days. I just don't get it anymore.
I just want to watch the world burn, Chris.
Yeah, and we'll just play in our video games while it's burning around us. So, Casey, where can you find us?
You can find us on don'tforgetatowel.com, the only place to travel geekly, or dfatentertainment.com, or dfatent. That's where you'll find the other podcast and all the geekly news that you could ever need in your entire life. This is Casey saying, go read your comics.
And this is Chris saying, don't forget a towel.